Hello, what is up, everybody? Happy Monday. Happy, I don't know, depending on what part of the world you're in, Sunday. Yeah, we're here. Welcome. like I said, I want to go live way more often. You may notice that the room looks a little different, Joey, if you want to pull up the wide. The room has been renovated, and it looks pretty lit in here. I mean, it's definitely got some ambiance to it. Yeah. So, hello, everybody. Glad to see everybody in the chat. Glad to see everybody right back at it. I'm so appreciative. We actually just hit, over the weekend, we hit 10 members on YouTube. I am so grateful and appreciative for every single one of you. I love seeing the emblems in the chat with all of the members. So, yeah, good to see everybody. We got Shalina in chat. We got Black Cauldron in chat. We got Franny. We got Sagittarius Goddess. We got KL Straight. Hey, no problem saving you from Monday work drudgery, okay? That's what we're here for. We got Joey in the building.
Yo, what's good, y'all?
We got Moody Ring Tarot LLC. Good to see you. We got, who else we got in here? Yeah, we got everybody in here. So we're going to be talking about, and Black Cauldron isn't here. We're going to have to do another live when I can with her talking about it. But we're going to talk about the paranormal investigation we just did, because that's the main thing we're really trying to kind of promote. I mean, I've been working on it all day. It looks great. The content is going to be amazing. I know I keep promising you guys interviews for members. I promise you we will get that up today. And I'm going to upload three of them just for the hassle of having to wait so long. So I promise you I will get three of those interviews up today for you guys as a big thank you. And also that way you guys can get your extra content. Which, by the way, if you want to get access to this content early, or actually at all, because the interviews are never going to be for the public. You can become a YouTube member on this page for just 99 cents a month, and you will get access to exclusive content and early content as well. Look at that. Joey's on it today.
Come on.
Joey, are you officially hired now?
I would like to think so.
Like you're going to start invoicing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're officially. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Joey, All right, everybody, let's get a round of applause in chat for Joey. Right now, he passed his training. He passed his probationary period. He's solid though. I don't have to worry about him. So
just a little bit.
But yeah. So please consider becoming a member on YouTube for 99 cents. There are other tiers. I do have a very expensive one on there. I think I'm going to lower it just a little bit. But it is a YouTube member tier that even if you pay it one time, I will, as long as you can get to Las Vegas, I will take you on a ghost hunt at the Pioneer. You and me, I'll bring the equipment. We can even bring some cameras. We can check it out. It'll be cool. And yeah, it'll be really fun. So it is a little pricey. I may lower it. Like I said, I may drop it for you guys. We got Shalina in chat saying congrats to Joey. We got Sagittarius Goddess for Mr. Joey back there. So I plan for today's stream. I hope we're going to get George on in a little bit, who is our cam op on both the first one and this one. KL Straight, thank you so much for becoming a member. We just got a new bizarre fan in chat. Everybody give it up for KL Straight in chat. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Enjoy that extra content. You have all that extra content from the previous Ghost Hunt available to you now. And even the... you'll be on the... you'll be able to see the new stuff as well and the director's cut of the first one. So, but for today, I plan on having George on here in a little bit to kind of talk about some things. And then I want to have Brian Hopkins come in before too long and talk about kind of what we went through over the weekend. Like I said, we got to do another one with Black Cauldron. I got to have her on to talk about it. And yeah, so we're waiting to see if George is available. I know he has another show he has to go do here in a minute, but I'm open to your guys' questions. So think about them, and if you want to ask them, you can just put them in the chat, and I can answer your questions about the ghost hunt. And even Black Cauldron's in the chat, so she can even answer them too. But I've just been combing through all the footage, and we've got some cool stuff coming that we found during the investigation. So I'm super excited to bring that to you guys. But yeah, so Joey, I mean, you weren't here for it, but I mean, like, the allure is kind of there.
The allure is there.
Yeah.
For sure. I was too scared to even be here when y'all did it. For sure. And seeing the aftermath, the videos and pictures that I've seen, they're in for a treat.
They're in for it. I mean, we have some cool stuff. I mean, we have some movement on camera. We have a full body apparition on camera. We've got all that stuff. Yeah. He's going to get the light on. Joey's going to make an appearance, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to be here if he can turn the light on. Ah, hey, there we go. He got it. All right. He has it. He was able to get.
Here I am.
Hey, look at that. Look at that studio. Look at that engineer booth. That looks sick. That looks clean.
Looks crazy.
Looks clean. So nice. Yeah. Look at that. That looks good.
Yeah.
So, Okay, I'll show you. If I knew membership would change my name to green, I would have done it before now. Yeah, I think it's for Bizarre Fans, it gives you the green color. I think for the other ones, it gives you a different color as well. I think so. I'm going to start a poll real quick. Let's start a poll real quick here, ladies and gentlemen. Moving. Moody Ring Tarot LLC said, so Joey single?
Depending on who's asking. Depending on who's asking.
Franny's Taco Bell was bussing. He didn't even bring me any. Damn.
We know you love Taco Bell. What's your favorite? What do you get from there?
Me? I'm boring. I get 2 chicken quesadillas, but with extra sauce.
That's
it. The creamy jalapeno. No, and then I'll get like depending on how much of a fat piece of shit I want to be. I'll get like the Nacho Bel Grande, and then
I like the little burritos with the Fiesta strips in them.
Oh yeah,
just no sour cream, but yeah, I'll give me a couple of them.
Yeah, those are good. Those are good. I'm trying to think of what should we do the poll for today, Joey? What should we ask the people?
Do you want it to be related to the ghost hunt?
Sure. Yeah, maybe we could do that.
Could say like, do they think they got evidence of a ghost? I don't know. Something, make them guess about the ghost hunt, what they're going to see.
Yeah, here we go. All right.
I don't think they're ready.
I'm starting the poll. We got Kale Street saying, now that Pico is back at Taco Bell, I can custom order the Mexi Melt with ease. What is the Mexi Melt? Hold on, let me look up what the Mexi Melt is.
That sounds fire.
Taco Bell. Sure. All right, you can pull it up, Joey. Here's what we got. This is the Mexi Melt.
I got the Fiesta strips in them too.
Is this it? All right.
That might be smooth. I haven't even.
This
heard
is a homemade
that.
One. I can tell that tortilla is. There's too much ripping going on there.
Yeah, that's air fryer Taco Bell.
Air fryer Taco Bell. All right, you can pull it down. Yeah, no, I mean, that looks good. I mean, I need to save money, so I should not be going and getting that. Curry Henry said, Joey's cute. Damn, Joey, I just got to bring you on the show.
Let's focus on the ghost.
He said, hey, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that, all right? But cheese roll-up, add meat and pico and steamed. Oh, okay, you might be onto something there. Okay.
That sounds like something we could make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang, Joey's a fan. It's always the engineers. I'm never the favorite. Okay, I'm never the fan favorite. It's always George or Joey is the fan favorite.
They don't even know. I've known George so long. That's like
I've known George. I think we've known George almost as long.
Yeah.
As I think you've known him just a little bit longer than I have. But George there was like a time where George was not it.
I don't know. I'm not going to lie. George, to me, when we used to play sports together, like... He was a couple years older, so he was like the cool kid that was super good at sports.
He was not super. You don't have to hide
I'm telling
him.
You, George was nice. I'm a vouch for George. George has some crazy games. When we used to hoop, George used to be killing. I'm telling you.
You know, when he was hooping at Swainson, I mean, we were like this. We had PE every morning, and we would run around to the other side. So we would sneak out of the boys' locker room outside. Then we'd go to the other side and then hold the girls' doors closed, and they let them like build up. And then we hear a teacher coming, and then we would run.
Oh, so y'all were some badass.
Yeah. Dude, 90% of the basketball team was in our PE class.
Oh, so it was like that. Coaches was messing with y'all. Y'all could get away with whatever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I played basketball with them every day. I could not hoop.
Yeah, but you was friends with them, so it's good. Yeah.
They were like, hey, I got Austin this time. And I was like, mm-hmm. They got me.
Yep. You're the one dude on the good-ass team. Yeah.
Well, no, there's our boy Philip, too. He wasn't good either. He would shoot, like, goofy-ass, like, full-court shots just to see if he could hit them.
Everybody has that one friend.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you trying this?
We got Bria Lifestyle in the chat. What is up, Bria? But, yeah, no, absolutely. So, yeah, I would definitely... I mean, there was a time where we shot a half-court shot, and it, like, hit the top corner, and it hit, like, a girl. Like, it bounced up, and then hit somebody because they weren't looking. But, yeah, we were some little badass kids back in middle school.
All the cool kids were, though.
Yeah, now look at us. Now we're podcasters.
Yeah, cool as shit.
Yeah. I have not heard anything from George yet. So, we're going to try to have Brian Hopkins in here around 2. So, but get your questions ready. You can ask me at any time in the chat. And we'll answer him. And Franny was there too. Franny was actually on the investigation. So Franny, let's get some props in chat to Franny in the chat, because Franny came ready for the ghost hunt. He came and took notes. He did everything. Like, I didn't even have to like ask him to do it. He showed up and he was like, I've been taking notes. And like some of the stuff that we were able to encounter or understand that we encountered was because of Franny. Like, he did a lot for us during the investigation. And he's going to have a lot of screen time, too. I mean, he's going to have some good screen time. It's going to be good. So currently the poll with 9 votes sitting at 89% yes and 11% no. They don't believe that we caught stuff, Joey.
They're wrong. That's all I got to say, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to decide whose interviews I want to release first today.
Are there interviews from that night?
From the night before. We did everybody's interviews talking about the event.
Like Marcus and everything.
Yeah, okay. We got Marcus. So we have Marcus, George, Travis, myself, and Black Cauldron, and Brian Hopkins again, I think. I think we got him again. Maybe we didn't. But, yeah.
Yeah, we could interview a lot of people because people have so many experiences.
Here's the thing.
Here.
I've never, until that night, I never really experienced anything here. George did. Marcus did. I never did. And Brian never really did either. And he's like tapped in. Like, he's like sensitive to the paranormal.
Right.
He never really experienced anything either. But I think our first guest is here. Uh-oh. Damn, I feel like the boxing voice right now. Go ahead, champ. Yo, what up, champ? Go ahead, champ. Have a seat, champ. Ladies and gentlemen. On the screen, this, and you know who's not here? Chatrell. Chatrell's not here.
Chatrell.
She's not here. But we got, yo, he's the new crowd favorite.
Of course, dude.
They were saying, yo, is Joey single?
Yeah, Joey doesn't realize how much pussy he's going to get by engineering here, but.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Slowly but surely starting to become a reality for him.
Yeah, that's
hilarious.
So I have George on right now. We are going to talk about... So I started a poll in the chat, and I asked, do you think we have footage of the paranormal? And 90% said yes. So 10% people said no.
That we didn't catch
anything. We didn't get anything. Now, I mean, granted, the only person who's really seen the footage is me. But, like, we...
Right.
We got some stuff.
Yeah,
we
there's
for sure
no
some.
Doubt. I mean, I'll say this as a person who's a skeptic. Nothing's ever grabbed me or jumped on me, but yeah, there was moments in time in which you're like, there's some spooky shit happening right now. And that, I don't know. I guess because it doesn't scare you, it makes me feel like, oh, it wasn't real, you know?
Scares me or you?
Scares me. Like, I wasn't like, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like the day where I'm like, I'm going to be like, oh, shit. No, this is, like, super for real. Because then I'm still in the stage where it's like, the tools did provide me valid evidence. But at the same time, I know what my brain is capable of doing.
Right.
And my brain is capable of playing out any situation and scenario that I want it to in the moment. And that is it's interesting. I appreciate you allowing me to be the cameraman on this. You could have definitely found somebody that was
I feel like the team is set now.
I've made the starting five.
I think it is the five too. I think it's five.
Wow.
Because
it's point guard. You obviously.
Yeah, I guess.
Austin's the PG for sure.
Yeah.
Point guard.
Dude, yeah. Give us
my name's Trey. I got a basketball game tomorrow.
Yeah. What position am I playing?
Power forward.
What
is B-hop at center?
I was going to say B-hop has to be like center. Like I don't know if it's because I'm thinking hockey.
Find the defense.
What is Franny? Franny's short. He's shorter than everybody else.
Yeah, Franny's a shooting guard.
Okay. Is he Curry?
And then Travis is a small forward.
Okay. So player names, like who is that?
Oh,
so like who am I?
Dude, you could be
Steph?
Point guards.
Steph?
Yeah.
You gotta be Steph, man.
Derrick Rose, D Rose?
Oh.
He's a little washed now.
Yeah, he's a little haunted too. His career was haunted.
Oh, yeah, because of his leg.
Injuries.
Because he signed with Adidas and they fucking made him horrible shoes.
I heard, isn't that the same thing that happened to somebody else too?
LaMelo Ball.
No, like a football player. Was it a football player?
Might have been Zion. Donald with the Yeezys.
No, who was it? Because Nick just posted about it. Nick from Veterans Minimum, who's also been on the show.
Anyways.
So I'm Steph.
Yeah.
Is Brian Magic Johnson?
No, Brian's a center. Brian's Shaq.
Joel.
Shaq. He's Shaq.
Oh, yeah. Are we going modern day or all time?
No, who cares?
Shaq. He's Shaq. Or Yao Ming. I don't know. Whichever the two you want to choose.
Let's go Shaq.
I'm Giannis.
You're Giannis?
Yep.
But instead of Steph, can I be...
Steve Nash?
No, from the Mavericks.
Luka.
Yeah, Luka. I'm Luka.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You're a solid one.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Franny is... Dude, I don't know. Manu Ginobili.
Who's that? Who does he play for?
He's just a foreigner, and I just think like that fits Franny. Like Franny is the foreigner of the group. Manu.
He was off the bench though, technically. So.
Yeah, but he wasn't a part of the first ghost hunt. So like he's like six man turned.
Had
turned
to make
starter.
A, yeah, that's
he
true.
Came in on he came in like on a whim. We were like, hey, we'll let this guy play, and then he came in. And we're like. Damn, that motherfucker can hoop.
Right.
And we're like, all right. So KL Straight's asking in the chat, I'm curious if avoiding freeways between SoCal and Vegas, do you go past the Pioneer? I've debated on making the drive and avoiding freeways, and I'm on the fence. Pioneer pit stop would determine it. So you do have to go. It's off the 15.
Yeah, but it's not like it doesn't lead to California.
They're in California.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying like it's off the
path. It's after Prim or before Prim? If you're coming from California, it's after Prim. It's where Gene is. You get off on that exit, and then you're going to go left. Yeah. If you're going towards Vegas, you're going to go left, and then all the way into the mountain, and then there's... You'll see. It's the first thing
it's
you see.
It's not too far into the mountain, either. It's like 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes off the exit. Definitely go check out the Pioneer, though. It's cool. The food is good, too. I like the food, so...
I smashed my burger. I had a little fried onion... frizzled onion.
I felt like the mom on Christmas morning letting you guys enjoy your present, which was the ghost hunt, and I was sitting there like scarfing it, and I was like, I gotta see the reactions. I gotta see how they feel about this ghost hunt.
I'm stoked for this for April 5th. It's gonna be a grandiose time watching it. And have you established where we're watching it yet?
No, I'm still trying to work that out because it does cost money to do the art house.
Yeah.
But there may be a public watch party on the April 5th. If you are able to come to Las Vegas, we may be holding an event for the watch party for the ghost hunt.
Yeah, or just what about here?
Do we do it
what
here?
What if we deck out Studio C? We like, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
I like that.
The tables are like, you know, we could definitely make it happen in Studio C. And then it's double as creepy. I think we figured that out, that whenever you're watching the ghost hunt
at
the same
place.
At
the Pioneer.
Place,
yeah.
It was it definitely added to the level of like, oh, this is sick. So that could be good. Yeah.
Maybe we have it here then. Maybe. But the other option is still on the table. But I just want to get through the edit first. I just want to get it. I just want to get it cut.
Yeah. Little do you guys know, every time that Austin goes live for this 5,000 subs, it just it's like a nice little mental break for him.
And yeah.
He just does this. Is it procrastination when you're actually putting content out there?
No, it is not. Because it's me clearing my head and going, okay.
I'm going live every day. This edit, it's just not going to get finished until we hit 5,000.
Yeah. Until we hit 5,000. Wow. So Shalina wants to know, how do you plan to deck out the studio? What do you
deck out the studio?
I mean, if we do the premiere here?
Oh yeah, well, Studio C. Go watch a Gamer Junkies episode. There's definitely plenty of space to fill bodies in.
Kale Street said parking lot party, paranormal tailgate.
That would also be another. Weather permitting, that would be awesome. I think we could make it work here.
Dude. Yeah, we've done social events here.
Yeah, people getting drunk here at the studio. It's maybe like seeing a spirit at home.
Ooh, I will say though,
drinking spirit.
I will say I think the cleanse worked.
Yeah,
the energy. I mean, it's been feeling good here.
I was just about to say, like, we changed this entire room over.
We did,
and I think like that's the ultimate cleanse, right? Like you can cleanse, and then there's like redecorating. That's more along the lines of spiritualism I follow, the feng shui. So I feel that's everybody got their own little piece of cleanse, and then I did my own cleanse.
Which is
spend lots of money to change the way a room looks.
Okay, so let's get into it a little bit, and we'll try to avoid spoilers that way we can keep it fresh for when we do release it. But so we started the night off pretty late here. I mean, we started at around 11 when we really started filming. And I don't want to say what we caught, but we, within the first 20 minutes in Studio A, we were getting activity.
Yeah. It's one of those things where you don't realize how crazy it is because you're like, oh, well, is all night going to be to this caliber and level of spooky? And it happened right off rip. And you're almost like in a state of shock. Yeah. I can only ever relate things back to sports. It's like getting the opening kickoff ran back on you and you're like, holy shit.
What? Oh, we're in this. We're
this
in
is happening
this.
Right now. This is happening.
Yeah, no, definitely. And especially with how personal it was for me and even you with what we were capturing, it almost kind of overwhelmed me and I almost kind of lost, like it almost zapped all my energy in that first kind of part of the investigation that we did. But what we had a video village for the first time. Franny was watching everything happen in real time, watching it on screens, and you'll see this on the Ghost Hunt. But how much of a difference do you think that adds? And like, I definitely think we should do it going forward.
Yeah, I mean, it is such an elevation from what we did like episode one. So the evolution is going to be extremely noticeable, and then you're going to feel like. Like, if you thought you were watching a Discovery or a travel show before, like, it's going to feel like it tenfold when you're watching this. But beyond that, I think it's good just as a overall team to understand, like, what you guys are feeling. Because a lot of what happened in the Pioneer was hearsay.
Yeah.
It was like, you guys were coming out and telling us stuff. And then we're like, all right.
Cool. Like, I believe that
happened. I don't know. The door was closed. I didn't see shit. So this time being able to see stuff, and then there was moments in time where we weren't able to like get the wireless connection. I mean, it's still, you know, not high end technology we were using. It made a difference.
So Shalina is asking about the camera setup. So we had, and this I don't mind sharing. So we had a IR, so night vision camera, following the investigation where it went. So there were points where I wasn't even involved. Or Noah wasn't even involved, or Brian, or it was just Brian and Noah, or it was all three of us. So we had a free-roaming IR camera that was following with that. And then we also had, so we have security cameras. We have one in the back room in Studio C and one in the lobby. We had those things
set up
in IR, so you could see in the dark in those. And then we had a GoPro showing Franny to get his reactions for things, and then another GoPro looking at Video Village, and then we also had George's camera, kind of without IR, because it's not able to, but following, and I feel like, I was looking at some of that footage, it makes it so creepy, when it's just like the light from your hat is just projecting, and that's the only thing you see, you don't see anything around them.
I definitely, because it was one of those things where we're in tight, confined spaces, the one camera in the room, I just feel like made the most sense.
Yeah.
And if I would have been in the room sometimes with that other cam, I mean, if I didn't have my, I had a little hat flashlight, and if I didn't have that on, I mean, it's pretty fucking useless. So yeah. Like, but I felt like having it on kind of ruined the, we are in complete pitch black,
yeah.
Which I guess if I've seen other ghost hunt videos from YouTubers recently, they go with like the flashlight, like method, which I'll just say it. You don't have to say it, cause I know you're like, oh, you, we're in the same space. That's weak shit, dude. Like, you want to be in complete pitch black. You do not want a flashlight on. I promise you that.
It makes it more terrifying for us, and therefore you're going to get more genuine reactions out of us. Like there's time, like, and I was watching Ghost Adventures last night. I was just, you know, I enjoy watching their show now that I'm really in the space like them. And I was watching it, and they would send dudes, like, they were at this house, like, mansion in L.A., they're like, you're going to go down to the basement, but with no light. And so they're like,
yeah,
fucking feeling for it. And but it makes it, you're like, I'm really down here, or in this case, in here by myself.
Yeah. And that's definitely something you got to appreciate. I thought I was thinking about that in the moment. And yep. I just went out and watched from Video Village, which was still just a great, like,
it made us feel, because like with the Pioneer, I get it, what you were saying. Like, there were times, So Shalina, we did that. I mean, that's what the like the back camera, I'm going to tell you right now, got some stuff when nobody was in there. Mm-hmm. So because she's saying set up on tripods like they used to on Ghost Hunters in rooms that no one was in, for example. Yeah, that's what.
Yeah, but then that's also like when we're making like crazy money and we have the ability to put things on sticks and then just go watch from Video Village, like that's the way to go.
Yeah. We would have needed
five cameras.
Which we did have, but not five cameras for that reason. They had to be used for something. But the security cams did do that for us.
They did an amazing job.
Yeah. I was just looking at some evidence, literally, just and it's great because Franny goes, hey, there's something moving. And I go look and I'm like, There was something moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing with the Pioneer though is I feel like, and like you touched on, it kind of took us out of it at times. Cuz I went out there, I would say inside the most out of anybody. I was constantly, okay, I'm with Brian now, okay, I'm with Steven now, okay, I'm by myself now. This one I feel like I wasn't, like, I was a part of it the entire time, but I wasn't in every single shot.
Right.
And I feel like we were still we're looking at it, and we're tapped in the entire time. I mean, yeah, like, we're going to have side conversations and stuff like that, but at the Pioneer, you're kind of like, okay, well, we just wait, I guess, for them to come out. Mm-hmm. This time, it's like and I do like that we're all watching, because there were more people than initially desired, which is fine. I actually enjoyed it.
Yeah. When we record on weekends, ladies and gentlemen, Cameron will be present.
Yes.
Okay? I'm not going to go out and record. I will hold this till the day I die.
Yeah.
Even on like whenever we get the studios built out here, Summerlin Studios coming soon. Summerlin Studios. Yeah, Cameron's going to be on set, dude.
Yeah.
Kidding me? What?
Yeah. Yeah, no, and I think it was the added factor of like, we were able to get instant verification and feedback at Video Village. We were able to be like, everybody else just see that? Or everybody else just hear that? Or
you want as many eyeballs as possible too. Like, yeah. When you really think about it, there was three cameras. There was the front security cam, the back security cam, and then the main cam. And we had three people back there watching. So
yes,
really,
we had three people that were just dedicated to watching. And then like when you weren't recording, you were out there. When I wasn't hosting or investigating, I was out there. When Brian wasn't doing it, he was out there. When Noah wasn't out there, she was doing it. Which I mean, you guys should go subscribe to her Patreon if you want to see, because I think it might already be up, where she has her own little like vlog of the night kind of thing going on, which I have footage too I need to make. And I think I'll release that in the next day or so. But just everybody was just tuned in the entire time, and it was really cool to see. And I definitely think, like, I'm already planning the next, I haven't told you guys, but I'm already planning the next one for potentially end of April. Yeah, we're going to get on a schedule.
You just tell me the location, dude.
Oh, yeah, it's in Good Springs.
I'll charge the batteries.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know what we're doing for this one.
Yeah.
I'm filled in.
Yeah.
I know what's happening.
Yeah, I'm waiting to hear back from him, but he's down for it. I know I was able to get Brian confirmed for it. So, yeah, man, it's gonna be cool for sure to like go there, because like that we can get some cool footage. And I think we bring Video Village with us, and we rinse and repeat, and we just keep documenting what we're encountering.
Yeah, that's all we're doing. We're documenting.
Yeah, we're not forging anything. We're not going, okay.
After episode two, you kind of realize this now. But everything you go into, as far as like show creation wise, you know, every reality TV show, season one, episode one, that shit has a set plan.
Yeah.
But in reality TV, you know, you realize sometimes, I mean, we saw the tank drama that occurred in this exact room.
In this exact room.
Brian Hopkins' Hero's Journey podcast, where they talked about like how that reality TV show ended up just not needing much of any sort of scripting or show movement, because you realize that it's just documenting. And that is that's going to be highlighted in this next one.
Yeah,
it's a lot of good factual data that proves that there's shit here.
Yeah, and to kind of pull back the veil on it, I do have to kind of carve out a story, but it's just carving up based on the events we encountered. It's not a, okay, well, Franny says this, let me make it to this narrative. No, it's a, okay, because it's a ghost hunt. There are going to be a lot of times where there's just nothing going on.
Yeah.
Or you're sitting there waiting for something to happen, and it doesn't. You have to be okay with that if you're going to do this. And so a lot of what I'm going to be doing is trimming the fat and giving you just like the key pieces of like, we got something good here, we got something good here, we got something potentially good here, and we got something good here.
You know how many ghost hunts we would do if all we did was just like lined up the footage and then just released it, and then we were just like, all right, have fun. Like,
yeah, but
we can do it every weekend because it takes no effort on the bet. Like,
yeah, you just have to sync it, and then all right, it's there.
Yeah, boom.
Have fun with it.
Cool.
Yeah. So, but I know you got to get going to another show here in a sec, George. I just want to say thank you again for always being a ride or die for this show. I know the fans love you. I love you more than they do. They may think they love you a lot, but.
Well, if they love me, they for sure love you, and they would love Nikki at Night, which is 6 p.m. tonight in this room. They're playing 13 Dead End Drive. It's a game about like 6-year-olds could play it. So it's like very.
So we're going to have they're going to have a rough time playing it tonight.
Low IQ type game, but it'll be extremely fun. 6 p.m. If you wouldn't mind tossing that Nikki.
Yeah, let me get the link for that. Yeah.
It's a very, very.
I was
very,
on episode one. It's
very
fun
show. Please watch it. We have so many fun projects that are happening in this building, so I want to make sure that everything gets its appropriate amount of love. And watch The American Fan 365 episode.
That was live earlier
this
morning.
Jerome Williams, the Junkyard Dog. He was a guest. Make sure you check
out. Yeah, put in the link right now. Catch Nikki at Night.
You're the best.
Tonight. No, you're the best.
You're the best.
There you go. All right, so if you guys want something to do at 6 p.m. tonight, now you have that.
6 p.m. Nikki at Night every Monday.
And it's a spooky game, it sounds like.
Don't forget it.
Notification icon. Click that shit.
That's George, ladies and gentlemen. You guys already know him if you've watched the call-in show. But yeah, so we've gotten a little bit now talking about the paranormal investigation. Joey, do you feel a little bit more filled in now?
I do. I do feel a little bit more filled in.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, like, what's going through your head? Like, do you have any questions? Before you say this, Bria, it's 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So it's actually 9 p.m. Eastern for you guys. But go ahead, Joey. Didn't mean to cut you off. Sorry.
I don't want to ask anything because I know more than they do.
Okay.
I don't want to ask too much. I mean, I don't know if you want to. I mean, you could tease him with like a little screen grab or something.
I don't think I have anything on here, though, because it's all on a hard drive.
Yeah.
On my other computer. This is like my show computer right here. But yeah, I mean, the stuff is crazy. And we still got about 15 minutes till Mr. Brian Hopkins is done and he's going to have to get here. So, but if you guys have questions in the chat, let me know. If you have anything interesting paranormal, like an article or something you want us to look at on screen, we can do that as well. But let me see if I can get Mr. Man on. But how's everybody's Monday going so far? I definitely want these to be a little bit more casual with the live streams. just because, like I said, we're going to be going live until we get to 5,000. That doesn't necessarily mean the lives are going to stop. It just maybe means less frequent, but I definitely want to go live more often, which reminds me, tomorrow at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we will be going live with another reaction video with a very good friend of mine who is a video game streamer, and we're going to be watching creepy videos tomorrow at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time right here on the Bizarre Junkies YouTube. So mark your calendars for that. That is 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which would be, what, 7 p.m. Eastern? I think. Yeah.
I think so.
I think so. My math is mathing, which it sometimes does, it sometimes does not. That's something for you to go check out. Yeah. So I'm curious, and you can leave it in the chat. Have you watched the previous Ghost Hunt yet? And you can count when we went live with it on Friday. E-Wellness, welcome in. Got E-Wellness in the chat. Oh, Franny had a work meeting. Franny, you didn't hear us like gloating about you, dude. We were legitimately like, we were talking you up, dude. We were talking about, George was just in here talking about it. And yeah. Sorry, just some technical difficulties I'm working out. So, Joey, when you pull it up, it's going to ask PC to Mixer or Mixer to PC. You're going to select Mixer to PC because if you do it the other way, it'll overwrite the settings.
Yup. Should be green. I got it.
Prep for a full... Is there a full moon today?
I thought it was last night. No?
I don't know. How do you pronounce that name? Iconic? Is that Iconic?
Iconic Roots.
Yeah, if you haven't watched the Ghost Hunt yet, you can just go to the Bizarre Junkies channel. It should be the first pinned video right there. We did a paranormal investigation at a haunted saloon. It's at the Pioneer Saloon in Good Springs, Nevada. So it's over 100 years old. Ghost Adventures has been there. Other paranormal investigation teams have been there. Yeah, Franny, yeah, we definitely, so George was in here and we were talking about you. Yeah, man. I mean, you showed up and you delivered. You showed up and made it fucking happen, dude. I'm super impressed. And, mark your calendars for end of April, Franny. Today is the moon eclipse. Oh, okay. And it is iconic. Okay. So the moon eclipse is today.
What's that mean?
That the sun and the moon are going to.
Yeah, I know what it means. But I mean, does that mean things are going to be more spooky? Am I going to
get spiritually, lucky? Spiritually, what does that mean for us? Does that mean it's like an awakening period or total eclipse? Okay.
Probably get rid of some bad energy with the full moon.
Here's how to see the upcoming worm moon lunar eclipse. Okay, you could pull this up, Jory. So here's how to see the upcoming worm moon lunar eclipse. A glowing worm moon will light up the sky on Monday with a celestial performance in store for people venturing out in the early morning hours. Oh, so when is it said to be?
12 a.m. Pacific.
Oh, so it already happened, I think.
Unless, no, I think tonight.
Oh,
the
so
second
then it's,
paragraph.
Yeah. A few hours earlier, starting at the moon will be almost perfectly aligned with the sun and the earth, causing the outer edge of Earth's shadow, known as the penumbra, to be cast onto the glowing orb.
KL Straight said, whatever it means, I'm sure Taco Bell is involved.
Hey. Taco Bell is tremendous, okay? All right. The greatest eclipse will be at 3:12 a.m. Eastern, when the moon will appear to be slightly darker than usual. It'll be almost a gradient of darkening happening from one side of the moon to the other. It's not going to be a super dramatic change in what we see in the moon. But if you're sitting there watching it, you might notice some slight variations in brightness. The worm moon, named by Native American tribes in reference to the beetle larvae and other creatures that emerge from hibernation in the spring, will be visible to everyone across the world since the moon will appear to be full for a couple of days. However, the penumbral eclipse will only be visible to those who are on the night side of Earth when the event occurs, including Europe, North and East Asia, Australia, Africa, North America, and South America. Isn't that like almost every continent?
Yeah, I know. Who are we missing?
The lunar eclipse will finish at 5:33 a.m. Eastern. We have our next guest, though. It's not Brian Hopkins, but we do have somebody special. Yeah, come on in. Come on.
Come on.
Come on, champ. Take a seat. I feel like I'm on TBV right now. Hey, take a seat, champ. Take a seat, champ. All right, so we have the director of photography for our paranormal investigation, Mr. Travis Flesher.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Everybody say hi to Travis in chat. Yeah, so, okay, so this is now investigation number two for us.
Yeah.
How do you feel walking away from this one as that's different or better than the first one?
This one was really interesting because it's on our hometown, you know? It's like we're a home game, you know? And I really expected to feel nothing because I...
You're the skeptic.
Not that I play the role of the skeptic. It's just I'm here every single day. Like, I built this place when it was an empty silo, and then I put the walls up. I built the studio, and I've spent so many days here alone in what a lot of people would call liminal. They're like, it's weird here whenever there's nobody here. It's so dark. I feel an energy. I'm like, no, I feel great energy 100% of the time, all the time, even when I'm alone. If anything, I feel like more in my element when I'm here alone with the lights off or I'm editing in the back. So when we were going to do a ghost hunt, more and more people, unbeknownst to us, like, kept on coming in, like, or like, is something off here? Like, I feel like there's a dark energy. And I'm like, no. And we've had George experience some things. We've had you experience some things.
Actually, I've never experienced anything until that night. In this building.
Well, I mean, didn't you, like, we've had things break here, like just fall off the shelves for no reason.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, Joey had that happen to him where he had put the bong up and the bong fell off. And I think the night before, like, a statue that we have here fell off. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't here for any of that, though. And like the thing that happened, is it like...
It's really loud.
Oh, it's really loud. Okay, I'll have to turn it down. The thing that is weird is that everybody keeps coming to me. And obviously, I mean, I get it. I'm the gatherer of information in this mm-hmm. space. But everybody came to me and was like, yeah, I had something happen. And I was like, okay. Everybody. And I'm like, I haven't experienced anything here.
Yeah, the one thing I've noticed is, like, since I'm so technical, like, you could utilize, like, our cameras will, like, vibrate during the summer.
Yep.
Whenever all of the AC units and swamp coolers are going into this, you know, industrial park, like, the building literally vibrates.
It does.
And, like, if you weren't, like, technically... inclined to know, like, that's how it works, then you're definitely going to be like, oh yeah, this is a ghost. The ghost is vibrating. But like,
yep.
I have so many, like, I've been here for so long, I have so many simple explanations. But like, after the ghost hunt, like, there's things I couldn't explain, things that never happened while I was just here and around about. And again, I'm not going to say I'm a believer, but I'm like,
we're edging.
I'm right there. You know, it's just like, I want to believe, but I don't, like, I feel like if I want to believe, then I'm going to make myself believe and then believe. I need to be touched. I need to be pulled. I need to be yanked. I need to be thrown.
I don't know if you want that actually, though. Like, it sounds fun in games. And then,
well, I mean, like, if the goal is for me to become a believer, that's how you do
that's,
it.
That's what it takes for you. Okay. So I did a poll and I asked if they think we have footage of the paranormal, and we have 20 votes and 95% say yes. So 5% are still holding out that we did not catch anything.
5%. I honestly, like, if there's anybody on the 5% side, that's me. I'm advocating for the 5%. But like, there's just so many things that are unexplained.
Yeah.
And like, it's not like we got like a shape of a ghost or like floating through, like, our lobby.
I mean, we do have a what I think is a full body apparition image.
Yeah, we have something.
Here's the thing. So, and not to give too much away, so I was looking at footage, and Franny said, I keep seeing movement in the back room and nobody was in Studio C. And I look and I can see it, like, on the door frame, there's like a little bit of light, and you see like it slightly get darker as if, like, something's kind of pacing back and forth in front of it.
I mean, I've had, what is it? Brian Hopkins says that this was a Native American area of town.
Most of Las Vegas is a Native American area.
Because, like, this was a dry lake bed, so a lot of, like, especially near the mountains, you would have a lot of, like, tribes and stuff like that, because they would hunt on the mountains and stuff like that. So I'd imagine that as we're building further and further close to these mountains, that we're just going to get into some really creepy territory.
Yeah, I mean, the Pioneer's kind of proof of that. We got out there, and it's a little creepy.
Well, okay, the Pioneer was really interesting, because I feel like that I was way more scared for multiple reasons. One, it was my first ghost hunt.
Yeah, I think that's what it was for everybody. It was like, we'd never done this before, and it's not somewhere, like, we're comfortable here.
Right, but, like, also, I couldn't explain anything there. Like, the floor was older than my dad. Like, so, and I definitely believe that there's, like, energy that sticks to walls. Like, if there's a murder in somewhere, like, when Brian Hopkins explained that, like, I was like, oh, my God, like, no duh. Like,
yeah.
the walls can feel pain. If they could speak, they would tell so many stories. But and then when you're in there, it's just like, I think what drove most of the skepticism was like, oh wow, this is definitely like old, and I could tell.
Yeah.
But a Sticky Paws, 4 years old with like stucco walls, I wasn't as confident we were gonna find stuff. But we did find evidence.
We encountered some stuff here, and it was very early on too. George and I touched on that, and I'm not giving away any kind of specifics because I don't want them to.
Do we have anything out for members yet?
No, like I'm releasing three interviews today.
Three interviews. So that 5%, although you're a hater, I think you need to go become a member so you can prove what's going on,
or at least you can start building the anticipation of, because the interviews we have, it's all from before.
Right.
The hunt, but it's people say, like, I think I'm going to release Marcus's today. I think I'm going to release George's. That way it gets the two people that have definitely had something happen to them here are the first interviews to go out.
What has some of your people say that they would expect to find here?
So, I mean, well, we've had, on the call-in show, a lady typed in the chat that she saw like people screaming in this room. Yeah. I mean, I feel like the energy is much better in here. Like, we did the cleanse, and then also you guys did a different cleanse over the weekend where you literally
redesigned. Yeah, put a W in the chat for the environment
here.
Over 12 hours.
You guys did. You and George, Travis and George, were in here putting in man hours.
And we had our girlfriends too. They helped.
They were good energy. Nope, that's not straight.
That's not straight.
Nope, it's like they're like it's not level.
Oh,
they're looking at it like no. Like,
Austin, that's very straight having our girlfriends here.
No, I didn't mean it like that. God damn it. So with I asked George, and you are much more on the technical side than George and I. How much of an elevation do you think we got? What do you think? Sorry, I was just responding to a message. How do you feel we elevated the production value with having Video Village out there this time?
Well, we had Franny.
We did. And we hyped him up, but we can hype him up again because now he's here. He wasn't here for George's.
Franny, at first, like, Franny's been like a producer of the show for so long and has been an invaluable person for Bizarre Junkies in Austin. And, like, you know, we didn't really know what we were going to get. Like, we wanted to have what we didn't have at the Pioneer Saloon was, like, everyone was in the building when we were ghost hunting, and it felt very like it was scaring off the spirits. Like, well, that's how Brian Hopkins said it. That's how, you know, pretty much everyone felt it. And like, plus, we would hear whispers from like the other room, and we're like, was that a ghost? So, in my opinion, from a technical side, I was just like, we need to get the people who are not the hunters to get out of here, and let's put them somewhere else. And, you know, in filmmaking, we have Video Village.
Yep.
And where you have the director, the DP, the thousands of crew who are just critically looking at everything they see on screen.
I'm going to pull up an image. I'm going to show you guys what it looks like. I'm going to give you guys a sneak peek. Don't pull it up yet, Joey. I'm going to find it. But I'm going to show you guys some of what the behind the scenes of what we have here. But I felt that it added more to, everybody was tapped in the whole time, because at Pioneer, if you weren't in there in the moment, you just kind of had to be like, all right, I guess we're just going to wait for them.
Right. And
to
like,
come back.
And well, and what made it very difficult is like in post-production is that we had to literally comb through every minute of the footage to find stuff. But Franny was an invaluable asset. Like, he was, not only did he get into like the character of like the guy looking at the ghost footage live, but he was just like giving us information during the moment. Hey, this is happening. And if we had that at the Pioneer Saloon, we could have gone way deeper in some of the rabbit holes that we were finding. And that's exactly what we did here at Sticky, is that we had Franny on the radio, on the comm, saying, hey, like, get in closer. Like, I'm hearing something.
Yeah.
He was looking at the security cameras the whole time on top of the camera that we had following. And it was just like, it was such a great experience to like have somebody can give us live feedback, because now we can have commentary. So it's not all post-production. Now, Austin's having a field day looking at all the footage still, but...
Yeah, I'm getting close. We're almost done to having all the footage lined up and synced. And then what I hope to do tonight is to start fleshing out. And, you know, we talked about this with George, is we're not fabricating anything, but there is like some key moments that kind of drive this investigation. And so I'm trying to find those driving moments and really build like a cohesive story. Cause in all, if we wanted to be lazy and didn't want to do you guys a service, I could easily just upload the whole thing and be like, all right, have fun. There's the
you
ghost
guys
hunt.
Want 5 hours of unedited footage.
Actually, let
hunt.
Us know. Do you guys want, maybe for members, maybe I'll upload like the security cam footage.
Just like 5 hours of unedited security cam footage. That would be really awful.
Paranormal. I'm sure. Well,
it's
actually,
like something
they may find stuff we didn't even find.
Like, oh, that'd be interesting. Like, what if there's, like, we have a competition where we have people try to find additional evidence?
I don't want them to fabricate it and seek for competition. But, Joey, we can pull this up now. So this is what Video Village looked like. This is what we were looking at. So this right here, that's me, but that's on a screen. So we have a screen here, and we have a screen here, and with a computer over here. So if I go over one more.
Sponsored by Ape Water.
You can see. So we had Franny was right here. We had Cameron, George's fiance, and then Christina, who is our producer, who's actually Travis's girlfriend. She was actually our production producer. Franny's like the show producer, but Christina was the one really making sure everything was going smoothly for this. Let me see if I can keep.
So on the big screen right there, we had the live tap from the night vision camera.
Yeah. So this was the main camera.
Yeah. So yeah, you can see there, like, well, that's the kitchenette that we have here. So they were able to like hear and see, like, and I had my headset on. So I was able to be like, if they wanted me to zoom in or like focus on something, because a lot of the time I was just trying not to hit stuff because my only vision was the screen. Yeah. So I was like hitting my knee and face on all the cameras and stuff like that. There's a lot of cool things that we can explore in the studio that we couldn't have recognized in the moment.
Yeah. And we have a $5 super chat from Nocturnal. Thank you so much for that.
Nocturnal.
I appreciate that. I think it's our first super chat. Oh, we have RPG Elixir now with a $3 super chat. Thank you so much. Wow. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Honestly, like something that like people don't understand, right? And it's like in early internet days, it was like it felt more direct. Like, hey, if you're going to support somebody, buy their merch, that's going directly to them. And there's this gray area. Well, my point is, it's like there's this middle gray area where there's a lot of people capitalizing, a lot of creators capitalizing off things like selling out. So, you know, my goal and Austin's goal and our goal with like the network, but most importantly, this is like it takes real man hours for us to do what we want to do.
Yeah.
And when we have the membership set up or we have merch, we're not trying to just like capitalize on our fans. We're trying to provide value.
Yes.
And to do Ghost Hunt at Sticky Paws, yeah, it's virtually free. We had to go nowhere, travel nowhere, do nothing to like do it. And that's fun for us. But when we went to the Pioneer Saloon, we put about 10 people out for 8 hours on top of all the pre-production and post-production to just give something for free to you on the internet. And it might sound like, oh, I pay a Netflix subscription $20 a month and I get infinite amount of movies. Like, yeah, that's their business model and they have about 4 million people paying that. But for us, it's we have just the members and the people buying the merch and people here on the stream giving us those watch hours to prove to YouTube that we're somebody trying to just do awesome things.
Yeah.
And we love you guys. Ultimately, like that's the only reason why we're doing it. Like I do it because he likes doing it, but ultimately because you guys like listening to it. And, you know, we will constantly be trying to, you know, create awesome content that we think you guys would like. But ultimately, you tell us like that's what we want to accomplish. And, you know, if we find something that we think is cool, we're going to try to do it. And we're going to ask nothing of you until we realize it's awesome. And then whenever you join memberships, like you get access to exclusive content because, you know, it's a 20-minute show or less, but we record over 5 hours of content times 20 cameras. Like, come on, we got to do something with that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and what I want to do, and I'm seeing more fleshed out as I keep going through the footage, is I can really do, like, a behind-the-scenes of this because there's a lot of, like, us documenting what's happening in the moment, but necessarily doesn't really add anything to the main story or the main element. Granted, that's not to say it won't be used, but I feel like for the members, it's another way for me to give back for their support.
I mean, I grew up on the internet.
Yeah. Joey did too.
Early YouTube, like Machinima, Rooster Teeth, Corridor Crew, like all these awesome people. And they built their livelihoods off of that. And the people who sold out, obviously, you don't remember, and the people who were just there honestly and just like love developing the content, like those are the people who were like, who like, you know, prevented people from, you know, doing drastic things, or like they were going through like cancer and, you know, they needed a distraction. Like that's, I hope that's what where we're going. Like,
yeah, I hope it's a, you get entertainment out of this and you enjoy it. And I feel like we're at that point now where, you know, we have people, everybody in the chat right now, I know I've seen at least once, and these are like the OGs that like, in a year, we're going to have thousands, but yet we're still going to be like, oh, I got Moody Ring Tarot LLC in the chat, or I got Sagittarius Goddess, or I got Bria Lifestyle in the chat.
We should like have like a pin or a shirt or something that says like that's only available to like these people right now.
Well, oh,
and
yeah.
So then we'll never have it ever for sale ever again.
Yeah.
And it'll be encrypted with an NFT. I don't even know. You can be like, I'm one of the OG bizarre OGers.
Pay attention to the membership information in the credits of each paranormal investigation, you get listed as like an executive producer.
That's awesome.
Because you did help us. Oh, Tempest Phoenix Red said, Rooster Teeth, rest in peace.
Yeah, RIP. It was honestly dead many, many years ago, but
yeah.
I think I think the corporation realized it was losing money.
Yeah, so as the director of photography, because ultimately, like, I was coming in as the host and director of it, but I bring in you, and I bring in Christina, and I bring in, you know, other people like Black Cauldron and Brian George. Or maybe I already said George, but Franny. And I bring you guys in because I want you guys to kind of guide me on what we're, at least from production value. Like, obviously, I don't want to be like, okay, guys, how do we fake the Chitrell, you are super late. You already missed your man. Your man was already in here. George already came and went.
Is that George a simp?
I wouldn't say simp. I'd say number one supporter.
No.
He's got a couple of them.
Yeah, it's neither here nor there.
No. Chitrell is different. Chitrell is different. Okay, I'm going to put that out there now. She is different. Everybody here right now is an OG fan, but she is like a diehard OG fan. But in terms of this one as opposed to the previous one, how did you approach it differently in terms of as being DP on this?
I mean, like, you almost like, I've made a lot of short films. I made a few kind of longer stuff. I've never made a feature. That's going to take like a month of my time that I don't have. But,
right.
But as a DP, like, there's multiple perspectives. We're trying to create a documentary that's entertaining and that also allows us to capture as much footage as possible, so we can, like, kind of in post-production, we can really kind of figure out what the story is, like, what's going to be the driving factor of it. So as a DP, in this instance, my role is to kind of, like, take a sort of step back and set up an environment where we can just capture everything. Something that like reality TV does from the DP or the director of photography standpoint is that they make it so that no matter where you're looking, however many cameras, you're going to get the shot and it's going to look good. So it's kind of hard to do that in night vision and in a studio that has like limited space. So, you know, I wanted to make it super intimate to really drive the emotion of what we're trying to do here. So we had a single camera this time. We had Video Village so we can have everybody out of the rooms and put them out. And that was primarily my role. We used the same technology as last time, but we had our security cameras here. So we had security cameras all over the studio, so we're able to utilize those for additional footage that we didn't have at the Pioneer, which might be something that we do, is like set up little tiny security cameras all over the place.
How hard is it to bring those and set them up?
It's not necessarily hard. It's just like, you know, we need budget to like purchase those cameras. Gotcha. I've already
and
bought
the cameras.
That's
what the members are bringing us. That's what they are allowing us to do, is to do more fun things like that.
And I was really excited to just explore with more of the evidence gathering stuff, because video is always there.
We did have more tools for us this time than last time.
So I wanted to facilitate that and also have things so we can be idle. Like something we didn't have in the Pioneer, which we did, but we had to sacrifice a camera for, was we set up the camera in the other room and left. I wanted to do more of that, because we caught one of the most damning evidence on Pioneer Saloon, which is the orb that came through.
Yeah.
So while we were in the other room, we were filming that. It was like the perfect serendipitous moment. So I wanted to create more of that by having more latent stuff. So we had GoPros filming Franny looking at the monitor. We had a GoPro filming the monitor with people's reaction. We had the security cameras filming 24/7.
Yep.
So we just shot way, 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 way more on top of the cameras that would follow everyone. And ultimately, I want to, like, it might like ruin the allure of like what we're like trying to achieve here, but like, I wanted to light the entire studio with IR light, which is invisible light to the human eye, so that there was no shadow. But that's not fun. We want to see darkness. We want to experience, like.
And that's why I liked having the George's camera in there, because it does add. And, you know, George was saying he kind of doesn't like it.
You're talking about the camera without night vision.
Correct. Where it was just that with the light. And I feel like that adds so much moodiness to the thing. Like, I can cut, like, there's a shot of me and I'll give away something. I felt something poke me in my side. Oh. Vividly poke me in my side, like a finger right here, while we were in the back room. And George cuts to, like, and you're filming me, obviously, with the IR camera, but George comes to me, and it's like so much darker. And it wasn't, and like, it didn't end up being anything malicious, at least I don't think it was. And, but like, the mood is just there with right. that camera because it's just me. The only thing you see is me and it's yeah. dark around me.
Yeah. And like, you know, I don't know how else to explain it because like, I've watched the other ghost shows and, you know, obviously the ones that are on television. Like, have to do a lot of editing for the ratings or whatever. But we have an advantage of catering to a very specific amount of people
yeah.
who support us directly. And, you know, if we think something is, like, fun and interesting, or, if this needs to be a 40-minute video, which I don't think it's going to be.
I don't think it would
We can make that choice. We can, yes. The director's cut is the cut.
Yes.
And that also allows us to give footage back to you. Cause if like we were owned by like a big network, like CBS or whatever, they would own the raw footage and we wouldn't be able to release any of it. But now we could just give that away.
And that's something that like people have now come up to me and they're like, well, now you've done two of them and you have a third one potentially planned for pretty close and a fourth one mm-hmm. on the horizon. They were like, why don't you go pitch it to like Netflix or something? They don't have a ghost show. And I'm like, because I want to keep creative control.
It's true.
Yes, I do. Yeah, and it's a network thing where I talk to you and John about it. But to be fair, like, I'm pretty unrestricted in my position here.
Right.
I will always get guidance and stuff, and it's stuff that I may not know necessarily. But, you know, if we decide, oh, hey, it's good. It holds its value as a 30-minute video as opposed to a 20-minute video. We can just go, okay, well, then that's what it's going to be.
Correct.
I don't have to go, all right, let's go to NBC and see if we can get it approved.
Yeah, I mean, our goal ultimately is to monetize this with the least intrusion to the people that watch it. Because yeah. ultimately, if we spend half of our episode being this episode sponsored by the Ouija board. The Ouija board is a leading provider from...
Oh my God.
Whatever company.
That's Hasbro.
Hasbro. Sponsored by Hasbro. Blah, blah, blah. Like, what value does that give you? I mean, we want to give you value... like immediately. Like if we think like a sponsor is going to line up, one, it's because we can create something fun and entertaining with it.
Correct.
Like, did you even talk about the ape water? Like how, like, I mean, you guys watched the episode.
Yeah, they saw the episode.
We got ape water to be blessed by a minister. We yeah. have ape water, holy water. What, and list any creator who has turned a meme water literally into holy water and then use it on a ghost hunt. I will wait. And then now that I've said
Joe,
that,
Joe, you ever heard of anybody doing that?
No, I haven't.
See, Joey hasn't heard of it.
See, Joey's our resident expert in ghost hunting content. I yes. don't know if he is. but like, that's just like, that's fun and creative to me. Like, that's providing value. That's hilarious. That's something that I want to put on a shirt because it's fun. I don't know.
that I have to get approved by them. But,
yeah, maybe.
But yeah, so, you know, it's just something to think about where we want to, and Shai Charles saying creative control is important, crazy what people do for money and then water it down. Here's the thing, like, we still need money. Like, I still got bills and stuff I got to pay. But if I can stretch it out and give that ability to you guys as opposed to a network that is going to make it suffer for... Because, like, here's... Well, okay, they're saying Tubi. Yeah, but Tubi is wild. That's like the Wild West. Like, you might as well just keep YouTube.
It's Tubi.
It's like a video...
I heard it. It's like an OTT platform.
Let's see. Maybe we can get on Tubi. Maybe we go on Tubi. Maybe we make money there.
Well, I mean, it's just like, so that's the one thing that we've noticed.
Free movies and TV shows.
Okay. So that's something in Roku channels like that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's an OTT.
Is that like these platforms like YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all these platforms that pay per view or per thousand, like it's ridiculous. It's like slave labor, quite literally slave labor whenever you're having to put X amount of money and time into creating content, and they value for every, because they do it per thousand, like they pay out per thousand views or whatever. They like sometimes it's as low as like a dollar. Like, so you're gonna have to make multi-million views to make a fraction of a bill that you need to pay for your house. Like, that is insane. So like for us to dictate our content based off of the viewership of our platforms and not the value that we actually provide for the limited amount of people. Like, there's 70 people watching right now. Hello, 70 people. Like, I'd rather like get monetized from a personal brand directly for 70 people than having to like sell out to make a million, and then all of the content's disgenuine. Open up TikTok right now and go to any million follower person and look at their content. It's the same post over and over and over and over, and it's mind melting, and it's not interesting, and it's, yeah, it captures your attention because it's a minute, but like they're selling out everything they know and love as a personal creator and an artist for $12 per thousand to make a couple thousand a month. Like, that's not what we are. Like, right. And the only way to provide that, and I think a lot of viewers and a lot of community people are realizing this, is like, it's like you only need 1,000 people that truly care about you.
And
like,
we're
the number
that
does
right
not
now.
Matter. Like, yeah, okay, if something goes viral, that means it has some sensational aspect to it. But if every single post is going viral, that either you're a really, really interesting person like Mr. Beast, or you're hacking an algorithm. And what value is that providing? What legacy are you creating?
KL Straight just said number 57 reporting for duty.
Number 57. Oh, you're talking about the viewer?
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh. Yeah. So, I mean, and that's what we want to do for you guys. Like, I have more lined up. Like, we have one, and I think I've even talked about it, so I don't mind talking about it again, but we had a old theater with Paranormal Activity in Illinois reach out to us and wants us to go investigate. Granted, it costs a lot of money to get 5 people out there, to get equipment out there. Mm-hmm. So we have to get it funded. Like, that
just, even to just break even. Like,
yeah,
we has to get funded to get the production to happen.
Yeah.
And then even if we make $0 on the production fees, but an all profit is created from you guys just enjoying the content and supporting us directly, that's a W. A dollar made after that is a W.
Yeah.
That's all we ask. Because, like, it's we're doing this for fun. Like,
yeah,
like,
we're doing this for fun. I was doing this before I even had a studio or had a... I was just doing little documentaries myself of just talking about topics. The fact that I get to do it now and even just pay a bill with it because you guys appreciate it, but not at the expense of losing the community that we have now going.
Right.
Like, I think that's the ultimate win,
yeah,
is the fact that I'm live right now with 71 people that actually just enjoy the content, mm-hmm, and enjoy me or enjoy George. Maybe it's a little more enjoy, right, George. And now they're starting to enjoy Joey too.
Oh,
they were
Joey.
asking if he was single earlier.
Joey's a cutie as well.
Just a little bit.
Hey, well, show him the goods again, Joey. Show him your angle, because that angle looks so good.
Mm. You have the glowing light on your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes beautiful. My forehead's big as hell.
It might be a 6 head, but that's okay. You know, they got to love you for you, Joey. But the fact that we have you guys watching, and then every time we go live, we're consistent. Like, you guys still tune in every single time. It's fun. And Chytrell's saying, and this goes into my next point that we were talking about with George. She goes, throw some house ghost parties, charge at the door. We were thinking of potentially premiering it here.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Up, because, like, we did it with the Pioneer.
Yeah.
And so I think we could set it up like how we used to do events.
Mm-hmm.
We could set it up like in Studio C. We could deck it out and set it up for people to come in and watch. And
we should have a premiere on YouTube and then also a live stream that's at the same time as the premiere, watching the premiere so you can see us watching it.
Facts.
For the first time.
Yeah.
Like, if you guys would like, maybe we can make it a members only thing for those who can't actually come to the studio.
Yeah, maybe for members, we'll do a live stream
reaction.
Yeah.
And so you could be watching it with us and get like a first time director's commentary, essentially. On like what's happening. I'm almost certain we're just gonna be silent the whole time for the first watch through.
Yeah.
But you know, if it's 20 minutes, like, what's, you know, we have an hour. Like,
yeah, we can do it out, and then we can do a Q&A with people there, people here, and then also the members. I can do members only streams, so that may be another inclination to become a member, is that you can get, we can do that. Like, if you're not able to make it, we can do. And Franny put in put W in chat if you want the Chicago Ghost Hunt, and now it's just W's.
W.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of them. So they want that. I mean, they do want the content, for sure. It's just got to line up for us, and we're working on it. We're definitely working on it. We may have a lead for some funding for us to get out there, and actually even make some profit, potentially.
Well, I'm going to make some profit, potentially. That'll come whenever, like, the value is so inherent that you guys just love us that much. But I was thinking, like, so we have a show called Gamer Junkies.
Yes,
and
we do.
I'm not, you know, there's 75 people here.
But we just plugged Nikki at Night a little earlier.
Yeah, that's going to happen tonight. You guys definitely need to
know 6
that.
p.m.
But we have Gamer Junkies, which if you're on YouTube right now, open up a new tab. Don't leave. Open up a new tab. Mm-hmm. Go find Gamer Junkies.
I'm on
because
that.
Because what I want to play and what we haven't done yet is that we played all of the bro games like UFC, Call of Duty, Madden, Rocket League. But what I want to do for you guys specifically is I want to play Phasmophobia. I want to play creepy games. I want to play Slenderman. And I want to creep every single person out in this studio. I want to get jump scares. And, like, we don't live stream those because we cut them up to make them really fun and interesting.
Maybe we can do the live version for members of Bizarre Junkies. And then we'll do the cut up version for Gamer Junkies.
Honestly, like, I'm down for whatever. But, like, that's a platform that if you really love us as people, Austin as a brand or whatever, and you like George, you like Joey, you like Travis, you like Trey, our editor, you like all of our people, like, we're doing this Gamer Junkies because we work our asses off every single day, and sometimes we just need 3 hours to an excuse to play a video game. And I love scary games because like they get your heart pumping like Rocket League does whenever you're missing that goal. Go subscribe to that channel so you guys can get a notification when we go live. We don't have any premium content for that yet, but we're just doing something fun. We're posting shorts on there. We have I think every Friday we release a video.
Yes.
And every video gets a little bit better because we're exploring.
We're getting
our style.
Started on the next one. Next one, I don't know if I can release it here, but and the next one's gonna be GTA.
Yeah. Oh, all right. It's been released now.
Yeah. Now you know. Now all 75 of you know. So let's see if Gamer Junkies fans catch up.
But like that's what we want to explore more brands. And honestly, we've noticed that whenever like the community is more involved in the content, and the content's not just out of this isolated bubble of whatever. Like it's just more fun for everyone involved. So
yeah.
Gamer Junkies is gonna be that. We don't have time to, you know, stream 8 hours a day every day. Like we don't have that person yet. And honestly, I wouldn't want to just throw somebody in who's just a streamer girl who just knows nothing and doesn't care. Like I want it to be content created by the people who create the content here at Sticky Paws and Podcast Junkies, which is us. And we throw a lot of F-bombs.
Bria just subscribed. Thanks to Bria, our member.
Oh, really?
She's a member, and she just subscribed to Gamer Junkies.
Like, and ultimately, like, I want you guys, because, like, the Bizarre Junkies, and I'm speaking as, like, one of the department heads of, like, the network here, but, like, what is it, like, what is it that other people with premium content, like, our content creators, what do they do wrong? Like, because, like, there's so many people who sell out too quickly, obviously, and there's so many people who don't provide value and just steal. Like, what are they doing wrong? And then let's avoid that. And like, what are they doing right? And let's make it happen. So to give you guys that content,
yes,
we spend 12 hours a day, 5 days a week here, sometimes 6 days a week here.
Sometimes six, sometimes seven. Yeah.
Like
we do,
we got nothing but time, baby. We don't,
well,
but we
I,
got
I
nothing
know, because I'm working on that ghost hunt for you guys. I'm working on it. It's a lot. It's going to be good. I promise it's going to be good, but it's a lot of work on the post-production.
There will
side.
Be a time where we have like 400 shows on this network and Travis is not on podcasts anymore. But now is the time for the 76 people watching this podcast to speak directly to the person that we'll be creating, have a hand in every piece of content coming out of a Podcast Junkies.
Yes.
And let's create a platform that doesn't exist, that only provides value, and that's fun as heck. Because I sure as heck love filming the ghost hunts, and I love creating the content.
It's fun. It's a lot of, like, it's fun if you're into that stuff already, but then from the production standpoint, it's a lot of fun of like, oh, we're going to have cameras rolling. And like it's just different content. It's not I'm not filming a wedding, I'm not filming a videography thing, or I'm filming a fight or anything like that. We're cutting something that's going to be cut up into something really cool.
Yeah. And I mean that's the world we live in. And
that is the world we live
in. I'd rather not placate to the zombification of our children swiping up on the algorithm, but provide genuine and entertaining content that is interacting with people and not just algorithms. Like make it your algorithm by joining as a member. Make, like, if you have children, make them be engrossed in communities. The fewer, the better.
Yeah.
And I think then it just becomes more valuable as opposed to being a fan of, like, 400 people, just being a fan of, you know, 10.
Yeah, if you look
people.
At my, I mean, my YouTube, I'm subscribed to a lot of people, but my TikTok, I whittle it down.
Right.
Yeah, I'll go in and be like, okay, am I still watching this person's stuff? No, all right, I'm going to unfollow them.
Yeah, it's like maybe some of you explain, like, in my emails, I unsubscribe to all the people that I hate.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, why do I'm always pissed off that I get this email. Like, I go out of my way to click unsubscribe. You should do that with YouTube. You should do that with Instagram and TikTok. And believe it or not, there's pages that aren't for you. There's a following page on TikTok, and there's a following page on X, and there's a following page on Instagram. And you can choose to do that and curate your own content because, I mean, even with the ban of TikTok or the sale of TikTok happening in the United States, that just shows you that we're 24 years into the internet.
Yep.
And you
more
know,
than that, because we've had it in the 90s.
Well, okay.
We had
internet
chat rooms.
I mean, if you're talking about social media, we're not even that. We're like 10 years, like 15 years into that. That just shows you, like, we're in the lead paint era of internet. We're like, we're not even realizing.
We're gonna be the ones going, I remember when I had to live stream.
Right. I remember when,
physically.
You know, social media tasted sweet, you know, before they took the lead out. But, like, that's where we are. Like,
they took the lead out.
Like, it's just so toxic, and like it's the small people like Mr. Beast and like these creators who are, you know, who are really creating wholesome and productive content.
Yes.
That isn't taking away. And I think Bizarre Junkies, and I watch his content and I will tell him when he's overstepping. Like the moment it's not valuable to anybody.
We
like,
always,
I'm like, stop it.
We approach everything we do here with how can we provide value to you? Not necessarily to advertisers, because like we said, we don't want to just be a shill. For Liquid Death and then a shill for BetterHelp, which, I mean, if they're going to pay me to just do an ad read, because it allows me to continue content.
Statistically, if we notice that most people are struggling with like they need therapy, then perhaps we might explore BetterHelp. But unless
it helped a lot. Therapy was good for me. But yeah, I mean, like, we approach everything with how can I provide the best content and value for you guys, because you guys are the ones supporting us. Like, I want to make sure that, like, the people who are supporting us are wanting to support, and not because they're like, oh, I want to give this guy money because I feel bad for him, but in a sense of like, I want to support this content because I enjoy what it is and I want it to keep going.
Right.
That's kind of the mindset we want, where we're not here going like, please give me money. No, it's if you find value in it, cool. If you want to support, cool. If not, you watching is more than enough. Like that tells me that like you're getting entertainment out of this.
That's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy we're in this position. I really appreciate everyone.
Yeah. It's
like, I'm humbled.
I am very humbled. So I talk about humbled. It to at home all the time, where I'm like, it's crazy that like in a few years, this is all I'm going to be doing full time, is just hosting this show.
That's great.
Is just doing this content for all these people. Would I turn down a Taco Bell sponsorship? No, that'd be the first sponsorship I would absolutely sell out for.
I'd permit that sponsorship on the basis that they provide the studio free Taco Bell every single day.
No, that would be the base level sponsor.
And then we're like diabetes in a hospital bed. Beep. Beep. And then we're doing a ghost hunt in the hospital because we have to be wheeled around.
Right.
Because
yeah.
Of the Taco Bell.
Tempest Phoenix Red says, I appreciate Austin because he's genuine and focused. I appreciate you saying that, because that's what I want to convey. I don't want to feel like, or I don't want you guys to feel like I'm just putting on a facade. I mean, like, this is me. I mean, I don't really change when I go out there. I don't step out. I'm like, God damn, thank God. All right. Joey, we don't have to talk about ghosts anymore, right? No, I talk about it already. I came in today talking about Ghost Adventures. Like, I came in talking about it. Like,
It's to the point where I'm like, hey, Austin, you do realize that he produces other shows.
Yeah,
here.
And then I'm like, I got
to realize we have a list of things you need to get done.
Yes. Actually, that's what I did first thing this morning, is I did other things. I actually didn't start on myself.
We come in 2 hours earlier every morning just because we need to get 2 hours of work extra done.
Yeah,
we
because of fun. Stuff like this, where I know I want to go live and I want to get closer to getting 5K. Let's check on it real quick. We're at...
So explain to me, like, you kind of explained, you're going live every single day.
Almost. I mean, not necessarily weekends.
A lot. Oh, okay, yeah. Not on weekends, because you would like to see your kid. Every single day until we get to 5,000
5,000. And right now we're at 4,363 subscribers.
Gosh, how do we get it? How do we get it up, y'all? Like, how do we...
Here's the thing I'm trying to play, because this is, like, what worked for Black Cauldron, and that's why as a content creator, I have so much respect for Black Cauldron, because she's doing the fucking thing. And she did it so quickly and like so efficiently too, where she was telling me, she's like, you got to keep telling people on TikTok. Because like TikTok and Facebook are our biggest platforms. You got to keep telling them, there's more content on YouTube. Go to our YouTube. You just got to keep telling them, go to our YouTube. Because YouTube is like the ultimate, like if you notice, like on TikTok, I just use it really to post clips and to promote. But I'm not really live on there. I mean, I'm live on Facebook right now because it's an easy...
Do we have anybody on Facebook right now?
We have two people watching. Facebook is a lot of back end.
Ah.
Like people see that on the back end.
Oh, you mean like after we record?
Correct.
So all those people, two people watching on Facebook, you're the OGs.
Yes.
And then everyone else, you're also OGs, because it doesn't matter, you know?
Correct. I know who the OGs are. We know. They're in the chat. We know who they are.
I heard that if you get to 5,000 in the next 2 minutes, that you're going to get tattooed every single member on your back.
If we got to 5K in the next 2 minutes, that would mean like a video went viral.
Somebody goes out of their way to go to an Indian bot farm just to quickly, you know, to like sign us up, you know, without us knowing.
I mean, don't do that, though. You supporting is already more
you'll
than
shadow
enough.
Ban us accidentally.
Yeah, actually, yeah. And then you won't see our content anymore. Tempest Phoenix Red saying TikTok is better for promotion. YouTube definitely grabs the engagement. Yeah, YouTube is where you want to build the community. Like TikTok is where you kind of start building the hype about your content. And then YouTube is where you really show the content. Mm. I've tried uploading the full videos to TikTok and it just doesn't perform the same. And like people don't.
I think it's just the demographics are different.
Yeah, it's a lot different. Like, people on YouTube are
mostly
more...
on TikTok.
TikTok, yeah, it's mostly younger. Or people that are... This is, like, a weird way of putting it, but, like, transient content consumers. Where they're just kind of coming back and forth. Oh, I have some free time? Let me...
Yeah, well, you just go zombie mode. You're not actually, like... There's nothing you're actually... You're being influenced, but not really. Like, you're just wasting time.
Yeah, but... Travis, I want to say thank you again for coming on. I'm gonna kick you off here in a sec.
That's fine. I have actual.
And I'm going to end before too long, but I just wanted to spend some more time with the chat if they have any more questions. But
follow Gamer Junkies.
Yeah, go follow Gamer Junkies. Everybody say bye to Travis in the chat. He is very vital with these ghost hunts, a ton of help. So I always appreciate having him.
I love you, Austin.
Here. I love you too.
I love you, Joey.
I love you too.
Yeah, so we're going to stay on for a couple more minutes if anybody has any questions or just wants to kind of vibe and hang out. I mean, that's kind of what I want to do with these lives that we're doing now. I want to make up the content to you guys since the call-in show is still kind of on pause at the moment. But tomorrow, just a reminder, and they super chatted earlier, we have RPG Elixir coming on the live stream tomorrow at 4 p.m. So we'll be starting at 4 p.m. and going from 4 to 6-ish. We're going to be doing our reaction show where we're going to be reacting to creepy videos that you guys send us and that Franny culminates for us. So, yeah, so that's going to be fun. I mean, I know Franny's already hard at work on that. Joey, you've done one of those, right?
I think I have, yeah.
Yeah, those are interesting, right? Seeing the content there.
They are. Everybody reacts different.
Everybody reacts different. Yeah, you can jump scare some people. It's fun. I don't like getting jump scared. I actually get mad when I get scared, which is kind of funny because this is what I do is I get scared now. But yeah, so mark your calendars for tomorrow, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll be going live. Yeah, and then I think I have us booked for 1 p.m. again on Wednesday. So I'm also open to ideas. What should we do on these live streams? I mean, what do you want to see more of? Do you want to see more reactions? Do you want to see more us going through articles, reading about interesting things? Do you want us to do more interviews live? Do you want to, what do you guys want to do? I almost want to turn this, Joey, into like a live like radio show. Almost.
I think that would be cool to like have people, not a call in, but they could send stuff for you to react to.
Yeah, articles, whatever.
Like, yeah. That would be cool.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, if you have an article you want us to react to, you can send it to bj@stickypawstudios.com. Once again, that is bj@stickypawstudios.com. That is the email for this show. I will see every email that gets. And right now, it's just a bunch of TikTok dropshippers contacting me about peddling their stuff that I also don't want to shill to you guys. Because I don't want you to think that I'm shilling to you. Because that's not who I am. Like you guys said.
Real one.
Yeah. I want to build a community that's genuine. I don't want to build a community that's just like, all right, here we are. Okay, what's he going to sell us now? No, I don't want you to think that way. Because if I work with a brand, then it's something going on. We have TJ Ferris on Facebook saying howdy. Comments good, broken DJ. On the app. TJ, how you doing? Yeah, I mean, I definitely try to check Facebook more often. Some real scary stuff. Interviews. Okay. Maybe we can get some people in here. I know I want to try to get Brian Hopkins in on Wednesday. He's not going to be able to come in today. I definitely want to get him in. I know we got to get Black Cauldron in, and I know it's, sometimes it's not the easiest to get down here. So maybe, I don't know if she's still in the chat or still here, but Black Cauldron, if you are here, we can zoom you in and we can do the live. Cause I definitely want to get your take on this because you know this is your first on camera paranormal investigation and you experienced a lot along with us as well. Okay, so this is my one last call to action on becoming a YouTube member. I promise you right now, okay, Joey, you're keeping me on this as well. Okay. Right now, look at me, chat. Okay. We're having an agreement right now. Okay. All right, chat. Right now, after this show, I'm gonna go to my desk in that other room. Okay? I'm gonna go to my desk. I'm going to export those interviews for you guys and upload them for YouTube members right now. Okay?
Members only. Members I know y'all only. Know that Drake song.
Is what album is that from? I'm not as familiar with Drake.
It just came on the his last one. It was all right. Okay. I'm just, you know.
Okay. We're making the connection, though.
Come on.
We're making the connection. So, yeah, if you're on YouTube, you can become a YouTube member, and that'll be there for you. Also, if you're listening, because these go up on the podcast platform as well. If you are listening to the podcast, I will have the link for you to become a YouTube member. That is the best way to support this show other than buying merch, which you can also do with the link down below. That is to our merch store. You can get your own Bizarre Junkies merch there. Help support the show. 100% of that goes to us. I mean, obviously they have to take their cut from the sale, but I mean, it goes to us. It's not like it's going to a network and then trickles down. It goes to us. It helps us do future ghost hunts. I mean, like I said, we're planning one right now for the end of April. So, and Franny just said, Franny, what's up? He said my name. All right, we got to wait a sec. Franny said Austin. What's up? Am I Team Drake or Team Kendrick? I don't know what the beef is.
It's Kendrick. We don't even know how to have this conversation.
Is it like on which music you prefer?
No, they're having a rap beef. It's just who's the better rapper.
Oh, well, it's Kendrick. Dude,
Kendrick's
come on.
He's a better rapper of all time.
Drake's good at like being in your feels. Yeah. Drake
can make a good pop song.
Like, people in the chat are saying Kendrick too. Yeah, Kendrick has bars.
He's really like that.
Yo, who else was on the Black Panther soundtrack? Drake wasn't.
Drake was not on the Black Panther. They was not letting him get on there. Hell no. Nah.
Wakanda forever. You know he would have dropped some shit like that, right?
Yeah, no, it would have been some. Yeah, no. Chitrell
said Kendrick, Drake too sassy.
I know y'all saw the video of him on stage last night. He was getting all emotional.
I did not see that. You were telling me about it right before we got on, though. I did not see that.
He looked like a 12-year-old girl upset about something.
Like, what was he upset about? Like, just some drama?
He was just literally talking shit to the crowd like, nobody can mess with me. Well, on the verge of tears, mind you. Like, we one of them, you know?
All right. Well, I guess I'm Kendrick. Yeah, Moody Ring Terror LLC said, just a classic rap battle, competitive sport, Kendrick. We talking like 8 Mile?
It's not like that. It's not like they're going to show up at a garage and just start
going back.
That'd
be funny as fuck, though, right?
That would be, but somebody's going to not walk out of there. So
damn, dude, that's
no,
not
No, they're just
not
sending
good.
Disses back and forth. I mean, Kendrick's really responding because they dissed him first on first-person shit.
Damn, Chitrell said Drake fits Pink Panther, not Black Panther.
Facts.
I'm going to get canceled because you guys. Drake's going to find this and he's going to be pissed at me. He's going to be like, Austin, we need to have a sit-down. Kendrick would be like, yo, what's this about? Drake would be like, we need to have a discussion.
He's got way more important people to be pissed at than us. I would just say that.
For now. Till we blow up.
Even then, he got some bigger fish to fry.
We got Joey here. Joey, we don't need no bars from Drake. We got Joey. But all right. Well, thank you, Joey, for helping us today in engineering. You're another fan favorite, so people enjoy that. I mean, hey, I'm happy for you. I'm glad when the engineers and the producers get some love too. So thank you so much to everybody today for the live stream. I'm going to try to do these about an hour every day. I need to do better at providing better content for you guys. Make sure to like the video, subscribe, go on your kid's iPad right now, subscribe with their account. Actually don't, because this is an 18 plus show. Once again, please consider becoming a YouTube member. It's only 99 cents a month and you can help support the channel. And you also get exclusive content like these ghost interviews that I'm going to do. I'm going to do them right now. I promise I'm going to upload them for all the members to watch. And I just want to say thank you to everybody for watching. Thank you to everybody who's continued to support the channel. And I guess until tomorrow, remember 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on the YouTube channel, we are going to be going live with RPG Elixir and we're going to be watching creepy videos. And you guys are going to get to join us for the ride. So until next time, everybody, stay bizarre.